Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM proudly presents Career Talk, a monthly program featuring information on career and academic planning, sponsored by the Rowan University Office of Career Advancement. And now, here's your host, the Assistant Director of the Office of Career Advancement, Reuben Britt.
Welcome to Career Talk. I'm your host, Reuben Britt. Since the death of George Floyd, there have been a lot of organizations doing things with regards to Black Lives Matter to help empower Black and other minorities within the community. Our guest today has been doing that long before this. Joining us today is Mr. Ernie Floyd of Unity Radio. Ernie, welcome to Career Talk.
Thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure to be here. Good to talk to you.
Ernie, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background?
Well, it's a long background, but I'll be short and sweet with it. And my background, basically, I was born and raised in Roxbury, Massachusetts, which is like a little segment of Boston area. And in that was heavily urban, Black populated at that time. And I was born during the segregation of busing. And also, it was a trying time, challenging time because of busing and because of racial tensions at that time. And I also attended, you know, middle school, high school. And by the time high school I came around, I started learning a little bit more about the world and what was going on around it. And fortunately, growing and getting a little bit taller and talking to a couple of people and playing on a couple of basketball teams, I also had the opportunity to earn a scholarship to go to the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then from there, I was drafted fifth round to the Milwaukee Bucks, tried out for that team in San Diego, and then a short stint went to Europe, came back at that time, and then started to get involved with communications media. So I, to get my feet wet, I ended up selling cable advertising at that time. And this is around, after graduation, I would say about 86 or so, 1986. In selling USA Network, Lifetime, ESPN, MTV, CNN. And then my third year into that, I started a nonprofit agency called Pride Productions. And at that time in Worcester, trying to start an agency, especially being of color as well, wasn't highly received. I think they were not familiarized with a person walking around 6'9", Black, talk about empowering youth. But I persisted. And we created an organization. And then immediately afterwards, I received an award, Young Leader Award. Senator Kerry, at the time in Boston, Massachusetts, was a guest speaker. And then from then on, I created multimedia programs for at-risk youth in the city of Worcester. And we evolved over the years from media, audio, video production, got into GED training, workforce development training. And then I would say between that time, about 2010, to 2012, we took some time off, and then we came back with a vengeance. About 2013, we had an opportunity to apply for our LPFM license, radio license. We were successful with it, and today we received our license in 2014, 2017. We went on the air for the first time, and then since then, we've been creating programs to support the city of Worcester in the urban areas, and we've been very fortunate to have reached our audience, and we're continuing to grow as we speak.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about Unity Radio and all the different services and programs that they offer?
Well, Unity Radio is based off of my childhood radio station, which was called WILD. And I know that you're familiar with that station. They were out of Northeastern, and I used to listen to that station quite frequently when I was a youngster. And I want to emulate that radio station by bringing it to Worcester. And I like what they did. They were very impactful as far as reaching the urban community. That small AM dial didn't have a large reach, but it really hit home in Roxbury. And they did a lot of community events, activities, education. They had some national programs that was on there. And I kind of grew up listening to those messages on that AM station. And also I enjoyed the music. And along with the college radio station at Northeastern at the time as well. So I guess it was planted in me at that early age. And then when I got to Worcester and this radio opportunity happened to take place, opened up for me, And they really gave me an opportunity to go back and reflect and say, okay, I think Worcester needs something similar to a radio station that I grew up with. And that's what I strive hard to do, is try to do some community programming. They had a Black Lives Matter mural that was painted on the main streets down here, downtown Worcester. We covered that. We also have a Black Families Together movement, where they had a program that was Zoom, and they wanted to reach to Worcester politicians and administration and city officials, because they were concerned in reference to the Black audience here in the city of Worcester, how they're being treated, especially when it comes to the police and education and COVID. So we covered that. So we want to be the voice of the community, the voice of the voiceless here in the city of Worcester. And fortunately enough, we are slowly but surely becoming that, because the major conglomerates, as you know, the media outlets are shrinking on a national level. And right. So they're leaving the small communities open on their own. And we're trying to pick up those pieces.
Now, you do some educational program. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, we have a program called AMG, Alliance Media Group. And with the Alliance Media Group, we have an opportunity to go out and recruit high school students, college students, and they actually come in and learn digital video components of our radio station. And what we've done is with them is they're able to produce the shows. In some instances, they host their own show called Gen Z. And we have another show called Worcester Voter Registration Initiative, where our young people are behind mm-hmm. the microphones and they're promoting the importance of registering to vote. And then they're also promoting youth empowerment as well on the show. But behind the scenes, we teach them how to do the research for the guests, teach them how to research for the program and the content, and we teach them how to operate the equipment. And then they set up the shows. In some instances, they produce the shows by themselves, because they gravitate to the equipment and they gravitate to the knowledge of understanding communication so fast. And with this group, the young people today, it's a natural for them, because they've already been doing it naturally as a novice anyways with their telephones as it is.
Now, you also do some public affairs programs too. Can you shed some light on that as well?
Yeah, we recently just promoted a show, created a show called Worcester Connects. And our host recently had an opportunity to talk to a company called Sub-Zero. And that Sub-Zero company is an ice cream company, and they're located in the Worcester Public Market, which is a center here in Worcester where the public market has a variety of different ethnic stores, and they bring in ice cream, but they make it right there in front of you, and they use nitrogen. So we was fortunate enough to interview this particular company, and the corporate person was up from Utah visiting as well, and they're offering franchises, and at the same time, they're offering young people the opportunity to work there and or start your own business. So that's one particular show. We have a sports show called Unsupervised Sports. We just made an announcement. We covered the announcement of a major arena indoor football team called the Massachusetts Pirates, and they cover all of New England. So we're in partnership with them, and I spoke with them prior to coming on the air with you. And we also have a show where I have a show myself in the evening called Smooth Groove. So I play contemporary jazz and R&B, and reflecting back in my childhood music that I used to listen to back then. And Worcester is not accustomed to that, so I figure I introduce it, wondering if they are going to be supportive of it. And surprisingly enough, a lot of people have, because Worcester is becoming more transit now, with a lot of people coming outside the areas coming into Worcester, because Worcester is now a hot real estate market.
Right. Now, you also have, as part of your programming, these forums for discussions. And I'm really curious to find out more about that as well.
As far as a discussion about what we do at the station?
Some of your programs, I guess, the forums of discussion about, I guess, various topics, or maybe it's a talk show or something.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about different issues.
Yeah, we have a show. We have a number of different shows besides the sports show, as I mentioned, besides the Worcester Connect show. We have a real estate show. We also have a show that comes on. We have a cannabis show, actually, called Cannabis 101. And in that show, I produce it, and I make sure on that cannabis show that people have an education about how cannabis, on the background as far as the industry goes, and understanding what THC means, or understanding what CBD means. And I'm learning it myself, because naturally I produce the show, and we have a number of people from around New England that either chime in on Zoom or they come by and visit. And we recently had that show. We also have a mental health show as well. And then we also have a show that features, as you mentioned, talks about the city of Worcester as far as it's called Unity in the Community, which is another show that I host. And I try to get out there and try to find out what's going on in the city of Worcester, who are the movers and shakers, especially in the urban areas of the city, as far as people of color, on how they're contributing to the city and how to try to improve the quality of life here in the city of Worcester.
Yeah, you mentioned mental health. I recently interviewed Danita Hathaway, who is the daughter of Donnie Hathaway. Mm. And she's embarked on an initiative to promote mental health issues in the Black community. Because as you probably know, because you're a music fan, you know, he had issues with mental health. And what was interesting about my conversation with her was that he never had any problems with mental health until he got into the entertainment business. And I don't know if it was the pressures of, producing music or whatever it might be in that field. That's when he became ill with mental issues. And so, you mentioned that, and that's something that's oftentimes kind of overlooked, or they'll mention it and then they'll move on to something else. So it's great to hear that you're addressing issues such as mental health.
Well, thank you very much. It's very important because back then we didn't know a lot about it. All we knew about is basically taking somebody by the cover of who they are, we're judging the book by the cover and right. by their behavior. And I'm pretty sure that when you played ball and I played ball, we probably played with a number of people. You can just tell by their style that, something was kind of off here and there, how they talk to you, how they competed. And now as we're getting older and we look back and we say, okay, now it all makes sense on the way that person talked to me, how that person played. And also what we would hear about that particular person off the court as well. In reference to the troubles and challenges that they were experiencing in the community. And we couldn't put it all together. It was like, wow, this person is really crazy. This person, as far as trying to rob somebody or steal somebody and stealing and the list went on. But on the court, the person was a beast. And then sometimes personally, when we had the chance to talk to them one-on-one, they were okay. But looking back now, and it all comes to make sense. And I remember Donnie Hathaway, when he took his life, he committed suicide. And I can understand now a little bit more because of the fact that the industry is being exposed a lot more now than we were accustomed to back then. And it all makes sense because there's a lot of things the music industry brings behind the scenes that some people it's for them and some people it's not for them. There's a lot of sacrifices and challenges in the music industry that it's now being exposed, and it could be good, but at the same time, it could be bad. And unfortunately, sometimes people take their lives.
Right. Now you talked about, Unity Radio and the different programs that you're offered. What is the listening radius area in terms of how far can people hear you?
Yeah, that's a good question too as well, because we're working on that right now in the city of Worcester. We can go about 15 to 20 miles in some areas is better than others. But I'm glad to tell you right now that we recently was approved to expand our signal. And so we also have an opportunity to relocate our antenna. So our original antenna was one of the highest peak areas in the city of Worcester. And we started out at 102.9 FM originally. And I was so excited because of the fact that it was like, first I got the signal. Then we prior to that, we were approved for our license. But the FCC allows you about 36 months to get your signal up or else they'll take the license back. So by the time we were approved in 2013-14 and we had our first on-air program 2017, we covered local government election down at the city hall, and it was an amazing experience. From internet, we were internet based initially, until all of a sudden I can get into my car, I can hear our signal at 102.9. But later on, our engineer contacted us maybe a year and a half later and said, hey, I can get you further up the dial and get you some more power as well. But our max power is 100 watts for LPFM, but we were only using 5 watts at the time because we were at the highest peak. Yeah, I know. And I didn't know all this stuff. I just thought being on the air and the 5 watts, I didn't know what that equated to. But actually, it means nothing now that I know what it meant, But he put us at 97.9, and we can use a maximum of 100 watts. And we're on the tallest building downtown in the city of Worcester. So now we can go 20, 25 miles and include the 22 towns outside of Worcester, which is a great range, but we complement it really heavily with our social media. Our social media really takes us because, everyone has phones, everyone has computers. and then more access that way. But the dial complements our audience as well, because I figure that people who are underwriting with us, people who are providing us the money and support, they get in their fancy cars in the morning and drive to work downtown. And then after that, when they leave, we want to make sure our signal is nice and clear so that they can say, hey, we sponsored that radio station and we're very proud that they're growing as well. And we're a part of it.
Now, I had a chance to go on your website. What is the web address?
It's www.WUTY979FM.org. WUTY979FM.org. And our call message is Worcester's Community Connection. And it just rolled right off the tongue when I created that, Worcester's Community Connection, because we want to be able to reach everybody in the community, regardless of race or ethnicity and regardless of anything of that nature afterwards, you know, and we're accomplishing that.
You're listening to Career Talk. We're joined today by Mr. Ernie Floyd from Unity Radio in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're going to hear more from Mr. Floyd in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Career Talk. We're here today with Ernie Floyd from Unity Radio in Worcester, Massachusetts. And before the break, he was sharing a lot of good information about Unity Radio, what some of the programs that they offer and some of the things that he's been doing. You talked about, before the break, you talked about social media. Can, in this day and age of technology, can one access Unity Radio online? Can they listen to it as well?
Yeah, that's what's great about technology day today, because in the past, how radio worked was you would have your dial and you have your number, mm-hmm. and then that station would have its power. You turn onto the dial, and depending upon how much power that station had, you know, 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles, 30 miles, you would hear that station, and it had like the shotgun blast of broadcasting, and wherever you were, you would be able to pick up that station, that call number. And then if you got outside the area, depending upon where you were, another station with the same number would pick up that dial number. And then you have different programming, of course. But there were a number of different stations that would carry the signal for further distances than other stations. And that was it. And so if you heard the station and you were in the demographic area, then it's great. You heard it on the radio. But then when you came home, we didn't have that technology that you could hear the station on the computer or on your telephone at the time. Now what's playing in our favor is you don't have to have millions and millions of dollars to broadcast that wide signal and have that much wattage for your station. And you can go 10, 15, 20 miles, and that's good for you because that's the dominance of influence that you want. But afterwards, when they leave their car, they have their telephones, they have their computers at work, and they can go to your website, which is in our case, www.WUTY979FM.org. And once you pull up the website, it says listen live. You push the button, and then you can hear the continuous of that program that you may have heard in your car. And then, in addition, you can share it with somebody else, and they can share it with somebody else, they can share it with somebody else. And that's the beauty of it. And then at the same time, you can hear me just as I can hear you, just as crystal and clear, from Worcester, Massachusetts to Boston to California to Hawaii, by just going on the internet, by hearing the program, and just as well. You don't have to be in your car. Of course, our signal's not going to carry from Massachusetts to Hawaii, but it will as far as when you go on the internet and you download, or they call it streaming, and you go access to the website, and you get information on the website, and also you get the same programming. And that's what you do, and that's what the beautiful thing about technology.
Now, what are some type of resources are you using to promote Unity Radio and its services?
Oh, very good question. One of the things we're doing is, it's not the quantity, it's the quality. And we're trying to be impactful. We're going to cover some programs from MIT this coming Saturday. And I'm partnering with some of the students that formerly attended Holy Cross that are leading in their industry and technology in Boston. And I found out that they were having a program. I said, that would be an interesting program to carry. So we'll Facebook it live. We just recently... I'm going to be involved with Unity First, which is a program out of Springfield, Massachusetts. They were originally in Framingham, but they've moved several years ago to Springfield. And it's an electronic media outlet. So we carry their program. And then we recently did some programming locally, as I mentioned earlier, with a nonprofit organization called Black Families Together, who came together, who was trying to accentuate some of the concerns and issues about the Black families and about the Black audience here in the city of Worcester. We carry that. And so once we carry those key components, and then recently, in addition, we just teamed up with the Latin American business organization called LABO, and we're going to start their program. And what it is kind of like a Spanish chamber of commerce. So we'll be able to have all the Latin American chamber of commerce businesses join us. And so as we start to build this, and we originally had the Worcester Chamber of Commerce actually with us as well. And we had the city manager visiting our station, and we had the city mayor visiting our station, and we had city councilors. So a lot of people have traveled through the station. But at that time, so that you'll know, when we had a lot of political people going back to the original group, I said from 6 to 10, 10 to 12, and 12 to 1, they talked mostly politics, development. They talked about economics. And I was really torn because, as I mentioned to you earlier, I was going out of town, back and forth an hour at a time, and they ran the station, but they talked more heavily on the economics. And my thing was, when I built the station, it was supposed to be a community. So we had a little bit of community, and that put them as a face on the station as well. I'm not sure if that was a good idea, because then when I started attracting the young people to get involved, they were trying to figure out why are these old people on my website, whereas I'm saying Unity Radio was this community connection, but yet they're seeing old white guys on the station here. And it's like, it doesn't make any kind of sense. So I really had to hit home and bring back what the station was really about. And that's what we did. So we no longer have that type of programming. We have more local programming that really reflects what the people are about here in the city of Worcester.
Now, you were talking about working with young people, and you talked about training some of the young people. Does Unity Radio offer internships?
Yes, they do. We're very fortunate to have high school and college students come in. We have internships as we speak come in. And what's nice about it, they're all from different nationalities and different races that come in. And the enthusiasm that they bring is incredible, because once you bring them in and show them how to operate the audio board, show them how to operate the digital cameras, and at the same time, they grow so passionate about it that we show them how to produce the show itself. And before you know it, they take off on it. And then we bring other students in, to the point whereas not only they're learning about the technology, but they're also producing, and they're also producing their own show, which complements what we're trying to do as far as getting the voice of the people out in the community.
That's beautiful. Now, what projects does Unity Radio have planned in the future?
Well, one of the things we really want to do very soon is move the antenna. And we're working really hard to raise money to do that. And we have an installer. We have the price for the antenna. We also have the location. We also have the price for the rent, of course, and the insurance that goes with it. And so it's a matter of us accomplishing and reaching that goal, is raising that money to obtain that. And then after that, I'm going to be really excited about the station going to the next level, whereas I can drive around the city of Worcester like another, that will add another 10 miles to our reach, to our signal, and we'll be able to reach 22 towns outside around Worcester. So I feel comfortable that we're going to be at least 20, 25 miles, maybe close to 30, depending upon where you go. And that's a good reach for a small station. And the rest, of course, will be complemented on social media, where we're very strong at as far as putting out our message about the radio station in the community.
Now, what advice can you give to someone who's interested in pursuing a career in media?
I would say that you would have to be around it, I would say, at an early age. Well, actually, it could be any age. And how I learned is, I didn't go to school for it. I just had a passion for communications at a young age. And we was talking about it, a gentleman called me, and I was thinking about you recently too as well. A gentleman called me yesterday. I haven't spoke to him in like 30 years, you know, and we were reflecting back with the Elmer Lewis school days when we were performers, we played the African drums. And I thought about him, and I thought about others, and just a coincidence that he happened to call me. And it was just an incredible conversation just to talk about the past, you know, 25, 30 years ago growing up. And one of the things we like to do is encourage people to, whoever don't have a voice, to have a voice. But at that time, when we played the drums and we were performing after school, my mom sent me to a performing arts school, and that's all we knew, you know, piano, costuming, ballet, African drums, music. We learned a little bit of everything. And then afterwards, over the summer, she would send me out to camps, to go to New Hampshire and Maine. And so that's one of the times when those seeds were planted. And I think that if you want to get into communications, you got to be around the arena. And I was fortunate because of playing basketball, I was always being interviewed. I was always in front of the microphone. But in the time, as you see now, I'm behind the microphone because of my experience being interviewed all the time and my love for communications. And then I just learned on how to connect the wires. I just learned what equipment to get. And there's people out there, Ruben, I can tell you, that are really engaged in people who are excited about something. And you can find those mentors and you can find those positive people that are willing to encourage you to accomplish your goal. And I was very fortunate at an early age and in continuing to today where people will come in and say, hey, I'll volunteer to teach you how to build the station. I'll volunteer to teach you how to operate this computer and how to get access to this equipment. And I'm very fortunate, as I said before, because naturally, if I didn't have those resources, it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get a consultant to come in and do the things that we were able to accomplish without that.
Thanks. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I'd like to add the fact that thank you for having me allowing me an opportunity to speak with you. It serves several different meanings to me. One is to reconnect with you because we go way back, you know, for a long time. And I'm glad to see that you're in education. I continue to be in education. You're in the radio station. I'm on the radio station. And we both experienced the same thing, even though we went different paths, but we still ended up in the same place. And we're able to accentuate and you're able to enhance the vision and the mission of people of color and also the community. And that's what you're doing and giving me an opportunity to share what I've done here in my area. And also hopefully I helped you in reference to enhancing what you're doing in your area.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you. And now I'm going to end with the career tip of the day. Remember your manners. Don't let your parents down and forget to say thank you. Always, when you're going in for an interview, always send a thank you letter immediately after an interview. This small gesture can make you one in a million. I'd like to thank my guest today, Mr. Ernie Floyd from Unity Radio, for being on the show. And you've been listening to Career Talk. Until next time, stay positive. And remember, success doesn't come to you. You go to it.
You've been listening to Career Talk, a monthly program featuring information on career and academic planning, sponsored by the Rowan University Office of Career Advancement. Tune in on the first Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. for another edition of Career Talk, only on Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM.